Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
People got mad about Obama wanting to federalize education and start indoctrination seminars. That was in the original document. Are really going to get upset. USA Today, 911 education to be initiated in schools all over the country and with federal funding, brainwashing them with the official story, inducting them into the police state. Let's go back to Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org, the founder. Big events coming up in New York and around the country. Find out about it at WeAreChange.org. Luke, tell folks, you've got what John Fugel's saying, host of America's Funniest Videos, a lot of other people that are going to be out at the events this year.
Yeah, we're going to have Comedy Central Comedians. That's a big event happening this Saturday that we're having at Cooper Union, a big 1,000-seat hall. So we're going to have comedy. We're going to have mainstream hip-hop artists like Papoose and other surprise guests coming in. Willie Rodriguez is also going to be there showing sneak peeks of his new film. It's going to be a great event this Saturday. And all the profits, all the money made is going straight to charity, helping out the sick and dying policemen and military men and firefighters who need the help more than ever this year. And it's going to be an incredible show. We're doing street actions every single day. We got the permits in hand. We got the bullhorns ready. Everybody come out to New York City. It's going to be an amazing experience. And it all started 8 years ago, and we have to make sure we finish it off here in New York City. This is the belly of the beast. This is where it all happened, and this is where we want it to end. And this is where we're going to go full force in the streets, dropping info bombs every single day, at the same time educating our activists how to be effective journalists, how to be effective activists, how to talk to the police, and at the same time doing something that should have been done years ago, and that's helping out those in need and showing the police and military that we stand with them in the struggle against the elite, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, and making them understand that we are here for them and they should be with us in this stand, in this struggle against all this tyranny that we are facing.
I can hear a lady out there, and you're going to college, you're doing a TV show, you're about to start a mainstream radio show in New York. 22? How old are you now, Luke?
I just turned 23 a couple weeks ago. So
23. So look at an example of what one young man who saw my police state videos and woke up has done. What, you've been active 4 or 5 years now, Luke?
Yes, about 5 or 6 years now, and we can do anything. I mean, anything is possible. Nothing is impossible. And we have to understand that our destiny is in our hands. We could do anything we want as long as we believe in it. And what we want, we can make happen. And we all have to understand that defeat is not possible unless we make it possible.
Absolutely. And people can find out where you're going to be, where the demonstrations, where the rallies are going to be, all of it at WeAreChange.org.
Yes, We Are Change. Everything's on there. We're doing a money bomb on September 11th and September 12th, raising money for first responders on our website as well. I'm asking people to come out to contribute. We're going to have live video streams of everything happening in New York City starting tomorrow at David Rockefeller's house, at the Council on Foreign Relations. We're going to be hitting the streets hard. We got the permits in hand, and it's just going to be an incredible week coming up this tomorrow, starting off everything. I just can't wait.
Folks, get to New York. Let's have it be the biggest ever because, Luke, in closing, have you seen all these news articles, how they're going to indoctrinate all the kids in schools nationwide about the official story and teach them how to be slaves and teach them the police state's good?
Of course, and that's why you have the mainstream media running hit pieces against us, because it's a part of their indoctrination. They're doing everything they can. They're pulling all the stops to make sure our message doesn't get out. And our message is so powerful because it's so true, and there's so much love within it that it cannot be stopped. So they're doing everything, indoctrinating the kids, putting out major mainstream hit pieces against us, but they cannot stop us. They know they can't stop us because this idea, this virtue, this humanity within us is coming out, and there's nothing stopping it.
Look, I want to get live reports from you on the street Thursday and Friday. We're going to have Manny Badillo on with a petition to get a real 9/11 investigation at the city and state level, all coming up this week. Thank you so much, Luke Radowski.
Thank you so much. It's going to be incredible. Hope everybody can come out to New York City. It's going to be worthwhile. We're going to take everything back.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You bet. Another hero, Luke Radowski. A lot of courage. Charlie Sheen coming up. Never-before-heard interview. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It'll take two segments to play this interview. I taped this at Charlie Sheen's home a few weeks ago, about a week and a half ago when I was last there. We taped a video, but we've edited a special presentation that's going to be airing Thursday. I was talking to Charlie, though, and he thought, well, I thought that's going to air Friday, so we might air it Friday. I don't know. He'll be back live for 30 minutes, maybe longer. He wanted to just come on a few minutes today, and I could tell he was ready to keep going. He's just a great guy, but we're going to have a focused interview on a whole bunch of issues Friday live on air. And, again, I can't believe I have to even say this, but this is really Charlie Sheen. Yes, all these news articles in the L.A. Times and Fox News has now picked it up and Reuters and everywhere else. Yes, Charlie Sheen really wants to meet with the president. And the 20 Minutes of the President article he wrote is a vehicle to show people the research and information and make it interesting to read. And it was just Charlie's idea. I mean, I think it's a great idea, and a lot of even critics are saying it was very well written. And so it's his ball game, and I think he's done a great job. I mean, this is a guy who makes, I don't even want to tell you how much money he makes and how good their family is and how much they give to charity that nobody knows about. And like I said, how they pick up homeless people and give them rides. And I was talking to his driver, because Charlie usually drives himself, but his driver was driving the airport, and he goes, oh, no, they constantly do it. They'll even get, late-going places picking up people. I mean, they're really good people. And when you actually know these people, and I know a lot of other Hollywood people who are really good people, and when you see the media as a distortion, and he just has so much courage. I mean, this is not fun for him to do. He's doing it because he can't go on with his five children knowing that the government stages terror attacks. He can't go on not speaking out against it. He can't go on. It's not normal to just shut up. It's abnormal to read six of the 10 9/11 commission members saying it's a fraud and a cover-up and a lie and that there should be criminal investigations of the Pentagon and the White House. Those are commission members and the councils. But that's linked in his 20 minutes with the president. I remember him saying, yeah, I'd like to, you know, write like a letter, like I'm talking to the president, because he'd seen a story in the Washington Post. He'd ask him the name of that again. I've read it, but I forgot the title, where it's like his dad interviewing the president, as if he's the president. And it was just interesting. And Charlie said, I think that's an interesting, novel way of doing this. And it's kind of the Hollywood view of something as well. And some of the Hollywood newspapers, you know, they picked up on that and understand it. But that is not the whole event. That's a small part of it. It's the call to arms that you're going to hear in this video coming up and that you're going to hear live Friday. And then there's more coming up in the future. I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay? When I told you in the video Friday that it's going to be a succession of events. And people say, is this the biggest thing I've ever done? I think it is. Charlie writing this big letter to the president saying he wants to meet with him in reality, saying he wants people to go out in the streets for 9/11 truth and that we can't just allow this to be buried or the government's going to stage more events and having him on air. I mean, this is big, folks. This is big. This has blown up everywhere. This is huge, just like we told you it was. But it takes a day or two to really explode. And regardless of what you think of me, you got to stand with Charlie Sheen and his amazing courage. Okay, let's go ahead and start the Charlie Sheen interview. You'll recognize the first minute and a half. It's what we've been playing the last day, the last 24 hours. But the other 20 minutes of it is Virgin, Maiden Voyage. And again, you just heard Charlie live last hour. It'll be retransmitting as we rebroadcast the show when it ends in 3 hours and, 2 hours and 45 minutes, roughly. 2 hours, 46 minutes if we want to get technical. So let's go ahead and go to this interview with Charlie Sheen, demanding the truth. Charlie, it's great to be here with you. Appreciate you doing this interview.
Likewise, Alex. Thank you.
Why, after 3 years of silence concerning 9/11, are you now speaking up? And why have you written this public letter that you've now published?
Well, Alex, I wrote this letter for two reasons. Firstly, I wanted to create a public document specifically rooted in fact. If anybody dares question that, I would encourage those people to scrutinize it, to research it. The truth is unchanging, Alex, as we both know. The only aspect of this piece that had to be manufactured were the president's words. Everything else will withstand the critical assault I'm more than prepared to endure. And secondly, this is our first new president since 9/11, and consequently his first 9/11 anniversary in office. Enough stonewalling, enough media manipulation, enough media mantra speak. The families deserve better, Alex. America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant work of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on. The time is now. Demand the truth. I personally cannot stand idly by any longer and pretend like a new investigation is just going to fall out of the heavens right into our Congress. We have to take action. We have to stand as one. We must insist that our new president deliver on his promises. And that's why, Alex, that's why I've gone right to the top with this. That's why I'm asking the president to read my letter, to answer my questions in person, and to call for a real and open investigation, finally.
Charlie, I noticed that in your letter to the president, you make the point that several members of the 9/11 Commission, including the chairman, have said that the Pentagon lied to them, that there were a lot of distortions involved. And the chief counsel, Mr. Farmer, is now writing a tell-all book and has been interviewed by the Washington Post. He's out there saying that they met secretly with the Pentagon and agreed to, quote, lie about almost everything
in the commission. So anybody that criticizes you, I just want to say right here and right now, this is insanity. You've read the report. We've gone over all the documents. The people on the commission are saying it's a fraud. So this isn't about Charlie Sheen or Alex Jones. It's about Barack Obama because he's the new president. He's in there. George Bush is gone. That was like talking to a brick wall. And we've got to have a real investigation. We haven't had a real investigation yet. We've got all these blacked out pages in the first report, 900 pages, a bunch of pages in the 9/11 commission report are blacked out. I mean, I know I'm ranting here, but what do you say to that? Because it's in your letter. I mean, you're only pointing out that the commission itself says it's a fraud.
Well, I had faith that as time went on, that more would be revealed. Month after month, year after year, more has continually been revealed. And as you have stated, these are the questions, these are the facts, these are the issues that found their way into my letter because, as I said, not as a challenge, just to not be misrepresented, just to not be to be demonized for asking questions when in fact all we're doing is what we have been taught is our God-given right as Americans to question something that we know to be, let's just say, suspicious.
Charlie, what about those that are going to counter you saying, how dare you question the official story? That will hurt the victim's family's feelings. I've talked to Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest family group, and he says he believes that we've been lied to about 9/11. We see national polls upwards of 83% questioning the official story. I mean, really, we're the majority out there. What's your take on this? I mean, do you see this asinine that every time we ask these serious questions that the establishment media and the politicians try to say, no, no, you're not allowed to ask questions. That's un-American. Teddy Roosevelt said that it's quintessentially American to love your country but to question your government. And with all the cover-ups we've seen, all the lies about WMDs and everything else, and the commission itself coming out and saying that they agreed to basically lie, I mean, what's your take on the fact that they're probably going to come out and say, how dare you ask these questions?
Alex, I actually addressed that in my open letter in 20 Minutes with the President, where I discussed that the message we carry, and by we, myself, America, and most importantly, the victim family members, where I do discuss this message will not be silenced anymore by the media-fueled mantras insisting how they feel and deciding for them for 8 long years what can be thought, what can be said, what can be asked.
Even during the 9/11 commission, the audience was filled with family members screaming that it was a fraud and a lie. You know, they've been all over the news saying they want a new investigation. Right. How dare the media imply then that it hurts the family's feelings to ask for one? They want a real investigation.
Right. I mean, come on, Alex. It was all over the news during the 9/11 commission investigation that the family members were deeply frustrated, and the questions that they needed to have asked never saw the light of day, never found, those words never found their way onto the page into that report. And so we're not just, you know, assuming or believing that because we're told that it's offensive to the families to question all of this. We know for a fact that this is not the case. We know that they've been calling for a new investigation. They've been demanding the truth. They've been looking beyond what they've been force-fed and told was the correct way to behave about their murdered family members.
Charlie, what about all the experts? What is it now, over 800 different architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth that have signed public letters and written reports detailing that it was impossible the way the towers and Building 7 fell in the official story. And we have all these physicists coming out, and we have other celebrities coming out too, like Willie Nelson and Governor Jesse Ventura. What has it been like the last 3 years watching all of this unfold?
It's exciting, Alex. It's encouraging. It gives me hope. But rather than categorizing the different groups in the movement as the architectural group, the scientific group, I think it's important that we all just view ourselves as people of logic. What they're asking us to do, essentially what they're asking us to do, is they're asking us to completely suspend everything we have learned and know to be true for our entire lives. And they are asking us on one specific day to take all of that knowledge, all of that experience, all of that truth, stand it on its ear, throw it out the window, and worship a new form of physics, worship a new form of reality.
All right, we'll be right back.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We're continuing with this historic interview with Charlie Sheen as he breaks his silence about 9/11. And we've got a special call to action video coming up tomorrow and then Friday, Charlie Sheen live on the show. For those who just tuned in, he was live for about 8-9 minutes, time it out with us. at the bottom of the hour. So 30 minutes into the show, definitely want to tune in for that on the retransmissions if you missed it. Making big national news. Let's continue, and we'll go out to break with this and then come back and finish up the interview after the break. Stay with us.
What they're asking us to do, essentially what they're asking us to do, is they're asking us to completely suspend everything we have learned and know to be true for our entire lives. And they are asking us on one specific day to take all of that knowledge, all of that experience, all of that truth, stand it on its ear, throw it out the window, and worship a new form of physics, worship a new form of reality that is completely inconsistent with everything we know in each and every cell of our entire being. And it's important to note, Alex, that we're not just asked, we are told to believe these things, and then we are demonized for questioning them.
As a free human being, as a free American, you're supposed to be able to question the government. And you got Building 7, 47-story building with a CIA headquartered in it, falls at free fall speed. NIST has now admitted that after denying it for years. And then we're demonized for asking questions when the 9/11 Commission itself and their chief counsel is saying it's a fraud and is writing a tell-all book. I see this whole cover-up collapsing just like those buildings do when they blew them sky high.
Well, Alex, all we can do is continue to ask the questions, continue to apply the pressure, continue to insist that no, this is not good enough. We are better than this. We deserve better than this. And we will not settle for anything shy of that.
That's the big question, Charlie. Why are you doing this? Why did you do it 3 years ago? Why now today? What is it that drives you, that makes you different from a lot of big Hollywood stars? I mean, you're, you know, super A-list, top of your game. And why are you focused on these issues when so many other people, you know, at your level are, you know, worried about their skin cream?
Alex, for 26 years, more than half of my life, I have been creating fiction for a living. So believe me when I tell you, I recognize it when it presents itself, and even more so when it is forced into my grill. So on that note, Alex, I'm no longer afraid to say that the official 9/11 story is an absolute fairy tale, a complete work of fiction, and not even a very good one.
Well, your letter makes perfect sense on that point. This thing is a work of fiction. They admit it's a fraud. It's been proven to be a lie from end to end. But we don't know exactly what happened that day. Hence, we do need to have a new investigation. Are you confident that Congress could engage in a free and open, impartial, new commission, or would they use the excuse of national security to cover up again?
Well, of course, Alex, nothing's perfect, but in view of the evidence that continues to reveal itself, a new and open investigation is certainly a step in the right direction. And here's the problem. When guys like myself choose to take a stand against this level of tyranny, for tyranny and deception, for lack of a better term, they spin it into this notion, this idea that we have, you know, we have cracked the case, we have the answers, we figured this thing out. No, that's not what we're doing here. All we're really saying is that, you know, what we've been told to believe, we must reject on face value. We must reject it. And therefore, that is the foundation of the questions that so many of us have, that so many of us share, because it's not about having the answers. We know their stories are fraud, Alex. We are looking for the truth. Let's just talk about this for one second, Alex, and this has really bothered me from day one. How is it that two completely random events result in an identical occurrence?
You're talking about the collapse of the North and South Tower.
I ask you again, Alex, how is it that two completely random events result in an identical occurrence?
Two different types of jetliners, different fuel, different places, but the buildings collapse the same way. But what about Building 7? It's not hit by a plane. And then now they've got all that thermite and thermate reports and peer-reviewed journals and then all these videos of police and firemen saying the government told them to get back Building 7 was going to come down?
I think we should treat Building 7 exactly as the 9/11 Commission report did and completely ignore it. Because guess what? When you completely ignore something, it magically disappears. Isn't that what we've been taught to believe?
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, I talked to the public, and a lot of them didn't even know there was a 47-story building way off from the main towers that wasn't hit by a plane, had a few windows knocked out, and had the CIA based in it, and then it collapses in on itself, and then there's all these CNN videos of police and firemen saying, get back, they're going to bring the building down. We've got Jane Stanley, the reporter for BBC World.
Mm-hmm.
And then simultaneously on BBC 24 with other reporters, mm-hmm. 25 minutes before Building 7 collapses after 5 p.m. in the afternoon, they get on the news and say Building 7 has collapsed into its own footprint symmetrically, and right out the window is Building 7. And then the BBC for years.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Well, it's amazing. Fox News, Reuters, AP, E! Entertainment, Houston Chronicle, LA Times, massive coverage of Charlie Sheen and his request to have a meeting with President Obama. And then, again, to make this event about Obama and how Obama has done nothing, that was Charlie's main reason for writing it as a mock letter with a disclosure at the end, was to make it about Barack Obama and 9/11, to put it into his court. But the bigger announcement is he wants the American people to take action and to stand up and demand the truth. We plan a special video tomorrow, and then Charlie Sheen for an extended live interview on Friday. We have Richard Gage coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour to talk about the hit piece that was put out on National Geographic Channel against 9/11 Truth, just completely shoddy. And then we'll take calls for 30 minutes. Then we've got, for 30 minutes, Professor Stephen Jones coming on, who was also in the hit piece. I remember telling gauge it was going to be a hit piece. He's like, oh, no, they're listening to all my facts and looking at all my evidence. I said, they won't put it in there. Because I knew the production company. Creative Differences. I've refused repeatedly to be interviewed by them. They're the guys that have made repeated JFK hit pieces, making fun of those 90-plus percent major polls that believe the government killed Kennedy. Of course, 80-something percent used to say the government staged Gulf of Tonkin. Now it's declassified and admitted. So we're going to be talking about all of that today. But really, Charlie Sheen exposing 9/11 truth is big and it's important. But I had no idea this week that the government would launch part two and the media would launch part two of its announcement and its conditioning of the public that the only way the dollar is going to be saved is to bring in a new bank of the world that will set and control our carbon taxes and our daily lives. And that is now in the French news, the German news, the British news. We read a bunch of headlines yesterday. It is now in Financial Times of London. It is everywhere that America will collapse and be like Argentina. There'll be millions of people homeless. The dollar will become worthless overnight or near worthless. Unless we have a new bank of the world, give the bankers that engineered the collapse total power and control. Of course, they don't mention that they engineered it. That is now all over the news. I have a stack of it here, and I'm going to cover that some today as well at the end of the show. You see, we talk about how they're going to implode the economy and implode the dollar and bring in a world government set up for and by the banks. Off their own documents for 14 years, people make fun of us. Now it's all happening. See, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the documents and the evidence and the history. The open announcement of the Pentagon that they want 4,000 troops, and then 20,000 troops, and then 40,000 troops, and now 400,000 troops. Openly in Congress saying we want to occupy every city with military. And, oh, we're getting ready for mass quarantines and roundups and arrests. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but they're certainly testing the water, sending up a trial balloon. It's all going on right now, and I'm telling you, they're going to stage terror attacks. Even Michael Savage agrees. Even Glenn Beck has said they may stage something. Even Dick Morris gets up on TV and says, yeah, it's a new world order, world government taking over, new world currency. It's true. The conspiracy theorists were right. And Hannity's just turning red while he's saying it. Look, folks, the globalists are experts at getting us to fight with each other over Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Muslim, black, white, young, old, cop versus citizen, citizen versus cop. And I've fallen into some of that bashing police because they have been trained to be out of control in many areas and done a lot of bad things. But there's also a lot of good police that give us a lot of good info. I run into a lot of them across the country. When I had the 9/11 truth meeting with 1,200 people that C-SPAN taped and aired out in L.A., there were several big Hollywood stars there. And I was talking to the off-duty, in one case and retired in another, LAPD detectives who were their bodyguards. That's the best bodyguards, they say, because it's not just some Rambo guy. It's somebody that knows investigations, knows how to assess people. And they're like, look, everybody who was in the detective squad when 9/11 happened knew it was an inside job. Give us a break. We know what we're looking at. Anybody who's got any instincts or any brain knows. And I understand it's scary to know the truth and face it. You think I like it? You think I like going on air? Endangering my family, my name, everything? You think I like being beat up in a parking lot? You think I like death threats to my wife, my children? But I'm in this past the point of no return. And if more people would just stand up who know the truth, we could take this country and this world back. Because if we take the tool of false flag terror away from these people, it's over. It's over. So the establishment is going to try to spin this Sheen report and say, how dare you write a mock letter? And then Murphy's Law falling into their hands, of, you know, the disclaimer and some of the other links at the bottom. Well, the links themselves weren't there at first, too. Just all the dozens of links didn't show up. It's weird how WordPress works, you know, try to divert off into that. The point is, we're up on the 8th year anniversary of these staged events. And it's bigger than Bush. It's bigger than Clinton. It's bigger than Barack Obama. We make that point in the Obama deception. Look at the Obama deception. months and months, what, 2-3 months into its release, it was over 15 million views. I could count up on Google and YouTube and other channels that had counters. And that was spending 30, 40 minutes just going through sites, counting them up with a calculator. I did it a couple months later. It was 20 million, and I didn't have time to go count up all the sites. There's thousands of places that you can find right now where it's posted with 1 million views, 500,000 views, 3.5 million views, 2 million views, 600,000 views, 900,000 views, 10,000 views, 40,000 views, 20 plus million, and I haven't counted it up in months. I'm just a regular guy who made that film in 3 months. I did 2 months of research and put it together in a month. I'm making Fall the Republic right now. And I've got a big announcement on that. It is coming out October 1st. I'll just make that big announcement later. The point is, look at Luke Radowski, a 19-year-old young man who got involved and wanted to make the 9/11 Truth Movement about the New World Order and about who pulled the strings of the president. He wanted to make it about something bigger than Bush. He wanted to march to David Rockefeller's house. He wanted to march to the UN. And 9/11 Truth New York, I'm not saying they're bad folks, but they basically kicked him out of it. And he said, fine, I'll go start my own groups. I remember talking to him, and he was all bummed out. I barely knew him, only met him once. And I said, Luke, I said, you got to go start your own group. And he said, well, I'm just a kid. And I said, no, you're not. People already see you as a leader. That's why you've been kicked out of this other group, because it becomes like a turf thing. I said, go out and start your own group. And he's a couple days later called me and said, what about We Are Change? I said, yeah, isn't that from Gandhi? Yeah, be the change you want to see in the world. And I said, that's great. This is 3 years ago. Long before Obama was using that term. And the establishment's scared of it, folks. They've run psyops where they have people connected to the Bush administration at events where We Are Change is demonstrating outside, just run up out of an alley with a girl in a wheelchair running it into German Talis. And when it finally got to court, he wouldn't plea bargain. Suddenly the police changed their story and said, okay, we didn't see him hit her. And they literally put the handicapped girl in a Girl Scout outfit with a puppy in her arms up on the stand. Stuffed puppy. You know, playing the part of a little victim, and her testimony fell apart. And then they got the Secret Service up there, and the Secret Service said, this isn't true. Because that Secret Service agent wasn't going to lie about somebody and, on top of it, blow their whole career when it came out. But, I mean, it was in the New York Post. They had to do a retraction everywhere. That 9/11 truthers were jumping out of alleys attacking people in wheelchairs. Folks, if you see news headlines someday that, you know, that I've attacked a young girl in a wheelchair, it isn't true. But that's what the PSYOP people think about. They go, what'll work? How do we make us the victims? We don't like these guys protesting Laura Bush. They're going to every event. Giuliani's intelligence is following them. Bloomberg's intelligence is following. Cops are coming up, off-duty cops, retired cops, cops in uniform. We're going to plant bombs on you and guns. We know you're not terrorists, but you'll be in 30 days in the hole before we can sort that out and laugh like gangsters. That's what 9/11 Truth is facing. This is a absolute in-the-trenches fight, ladies and gentlemen. My life wouldn't be worth 10 cents. They'd love to kill me. But they don't want to underline and highlight everything I've said, everything I've done, and make me a martyr. And believe me, that would water the tree of liberty. But I don't want it to happen. I enjoy my life. I enjoy my children. I enjoy looking at the stars. I enjoy fishing. I enjoy swimming. I enjoy camping. I enjoy jogging. I enjoy kissing my wife. I enjoy visiting my grandmother. He's 85 years old. But there's no future if we don't stand up to these people. And that's why the system hates me so much, and all their COINTELPRO hates me so much, and all these other jealous people hate me, even because they're not government, because I'm up on the pedestal. Everybody says I'm the leader of the anti-New World Order movement. Worldwide, I'm now being recognized as that. And I'm not perfect. I've said over and over again, folks, I'm not up to the job. You know who carries the trash out a lot of times here? If it hadn't been done in a couple days and I see fruit flies flying around? Me. You know who puts light bulbs in? Me. Then I scrunch around trying to get the money just to finance this place. Then I get paranoid, not wanting to hire new people. So we get infiltrated. Man, my life's a spy movie, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not a spy. I wasn't trained to do this. I'm just a guy from the suburbs of Dallas, Texas, who found out about the UN and gun control and the New World Order. And I'm concerned and I'm upset. And I went and got an Access TV show and I got a radio show and I got a syndicated radio show. I fell into it, just like Luke is falling into it. And now I'm here at this point with everything I do, everything I say being analyzed. I got all these emails and saw this website going, Alex Jones, the liar, lies and says Terror Storm is his newest movie in GCN ad. All because GCN put in some of my old ads in rotation. So I told them put the Endgame one back in, and they put the others back in, which is fine. And then, I mean, that gets nitpicked. Oh, look, you know, a three-year-old ad says my newest film. It's a three-year-old ad. I cut it 3 years ago. I don't have the time to go cut a new one. It's just like I've got to be spotless up on this white horse, perfect. You know, literally, when I go to the bathroom, flowers come out. No, that's not what happens when I go to the bathroom, folks. You know, I get cavities and broken teeth, and I get hangnails, and I get headaches, and I get floods in my house, and I walk out in the backyard and step in dog crap. I'm just like everybody else, ladies and gentlemen. I get sick kids after I've already been up till 1, 2 in the morning, and I'm taking care of sick kids at 3, 4 a.m. I'm just like everybody else. You want the answer to defeating the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, you get out there and you do it, because we don't have any future if we don't. I want to finish up the Sheen interview. How much is left of this Virgin interview? How much is left on the timeline? The globalists have learned how to play us off against each other, how to divide and conquer. We can't allow that to happen. It's about the ideas. We have to take action and get the word out. So let's just say it. I'm the bad man. I'm evil. I'm all these things. I'm not, but I'm sure not perfect. Fine. But what are we going to do about Argentina collapse, folks? What are you going to do when you're homeless? What are you going to do when they implode the economy by design to bring in martial law? This is real. I'm concerned. I'm really worried. I believe the things I say. I got up here in January and said they're planning something big with the flu. I told you we were at level 6 3 months before it was made mainstream news. I get sent secret documents. I got Army intelligence following me around. The mainstream media admits it. I have the Army following me around at our In the Fed events. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. What Charlie Sheen is doing is real, and the establishment hates it because they know I'm right. They know I'm a good person. They know my heart's in the right place. They know I'm a real leader, and they're desperate to tear that down. And let me tell you something. I've studied history. I don't want this leadership position. I don't like it. That's why I've always made it about you, because that's the path to victory, and it's the path to me not getting my head blown off or set up. All right, let's finish up in three parts the Virgin never-before-heard Sheen interview. Back to it, man.
We've got Jane Stanley, the reporter for BBC World.
Mm-hmm.
And then simultaneously on BBC 24 with other reporters,
mm-hmm.
25 minutes before Building 7 collapses after 5 p.m. in the afternoon, they get on the news and say Building 7 has collapsed into its own footprint symmetrically, and right out the window is Building 7. And then the BBC for years wouldn't comment on it. Now they admit, oh, that was just an accident. And then later they changed their story and said, oh, Reuters sent us an internal report saying it had collapsed.
First they said, we've misplaced the tape. That was their first response.
Well, at first the media, when we broke that, because one of our listeners just saw the video in some archives, made the point, so we broke that at prisonlineup.com. For 2 or 3 weeks it was, we were liars. It was a fake video. She had a blue screen behind her. The timestamp on the TV was wrong. And then BBC said they lost the tape. They couldn't comment. And you're right. Later they came out and said, okay, it was an accident. And we said, well, who fed you that? Somebody did false scripting. That's just like with JFK when in Asia, before Oswald even been captured, they already had his name in newspapers. Somebody got that false scripting wrong. But this is in front of everybody. On TV, they're saying Building 7 has collapsed in its own footprint, complete collapse from fire. And there it is right behind him. And no steel building had ever collapsed from fire in all of history except that day. Tower 1 and 2, but they've been hit by a plane. That was their excuse, jet fuel, pancaking, all of this, which NIST has now had to back off of. But then 7 is hit by nothing, and then they false script. But I guess we're not supposed to ask those questions. It's un-American. Just like, I guess, MSNBC and Cy Hirsch, New Yorker, weren't supposed to report on Dick Cheney wanting to attack our ships and blame it on Iran. Maybe, according to them, it's unpatriotic.
Well, I guess we've arrived at a place where it's unpatriotic to be a person of logic.
Charlie, I noticed that you are critical of Barack Obama on his civil rights record. I mean, he said he was going to get rid of warrantless wiretapping against the American people. He's keeping it. He said he was going to vote against the Patriot Act. He voted to reauthorize it. He said he was going to end secret arrests, the rendition program. He's keeping it.
Let me just say this, Alex. He got my vote based on what I heard, but not on what I've observed since.
So like Elvis says, a little less talk, a little more action?
Amen, Elvis.
Now you've also got the point that he attacked indefinite detention that Bush had, and then now he's just saying it's, what's the term you use in your letter?
Permanent detention.
Yes, this permanent detention. He's saying in speeches, even if somebody's found not guilty by the tribunal, we may just have to keep them for the rest of their lives. I mean, that sounds like Bush on steroids. Are you confident that if we put enough pressure on him, we can get a new investigation?
I'm not confident about anything, Alex, but...
So you're just trying. You're just doing your best.
Absolutely.
Duty is ours, consequence belongs to God.
There you go. The greatest journey begins with the first step.
Charlie, let's go over just a few of these points in your letter. I mean, folks can obviously go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's all over the web now. They can read it for themselves and check out all the footnotes and links to the official record. I mean, it shows that we've got the facts and they're lying. But I notice in there you talk about something that came out last year that's gotten hardly any attention. Cy Hurst, Pulitzer Prize winner, New Yorker magazine, comes out and even gives speeches saying that Dick Cheney was planning to paint up fake Iranian patrol boats, man them with Navy SEALs, and have them attack U.S. destroyers in the Strait of Hormuz to blame it on Iran. I love how you put that in your piece. That right there to the president should be plenty of evidence to open an investigation of 9/11 because you got Operation Northwood, as you mentioned. You got Gulf of Tonkin.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Came out last year, it's gotten hardly any attention. Cy Hurst, Pulitzer Prize winner, New Yorker magazine, comes out and even gives speeches saying that Dick Cheney was planning to paint up fake Iranian patrol boats, man them with Navy SEALs, and have them attack U.S. destroyers in the Strait of Hormuz to blame it on Iran. I love how you put that in your piece. That right there to the president should be plenty of evidence to open an investigation of 9/11, because you got Operation Northwoods, you mentioned, you've got the Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, this seems like their favorite trick. Something you didn't mention in your letter is that letter that Gary Hart sent, that open letter to Iran, talking about, you know, our government stages provocations, you better watch your butt. I mean, look, I know I'm ranting. Charlie, I'm glad that you put it in your piece about the whole situation where Dick Cheney wanted to stage attacks on our ships with Navy SEALs, dress up like Iranian soldiers on fake Iranian patrol boats. I mean, isn't that enough evidence right there to open a new investigation of 9/11, not even mentioning Gulf of Tonkin or Northwoods?
One would hope so, Alex. One would like to believe such would be the case. However, as I say to the president in my letter, Mr. President, I really wish I was making this stuff up. I'd sleep a lot better at night if I were.
Charlie, we're just a few hours into your letter being published, and already a lot of media is asking the question, is Charlie Sheen serious? Does he really want a meeting with the president? You told me on the phone earlier, and you told me earlier before we were on air, that yes, indeed, you do want an interview.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would not have constructed this document if that was not my ultimate goal.
So is this letter to get his attention? I mean, I'm sure this is going to go across his desk.
I would hope so. I would hope so. And if it doesn't, if for some reason this doesn't make it into his hands and I'm never granted my 20 minutes with my president, then I would urge the American people, I would urge anybody and everybody that has a stake in this, which would be all of us, to continue to apply the pressure, to continue to ask the questions, to continue to demand the truth.
Charlie, in your gut, do you think the president's going to actually give you that interview? Because regardless, he's going to see the questions. And I mean, millions of people now are going to be reading your letter, and they're going to be asking these questions. So either way, the truth wins.
And the truth always wins, Alex. The truth is unchanging, as I stated earlier. If the president ignores this, that's on him. If he accepts it, that's on me.
Charlie, your letter to the president closes by you saying to him, make sure you're on the right side of history. What did you mean by that?
What I meant by that, Alex, was that this is his chance to do the right thing. And for much too long now, our government has been on the wrong side of history.
Charlie, when I read your letter, what really hit me was that this sounded like the president. In fact, I noticed that some of the things in his responses were quotes or paraphrased quotes from things he's actually said. You did your research on this. How long did it take you to write this letter?
Yes, I did do my research, and I did take my time. There were some very long nights and some very long days, probably over a two-week period. But let's face it, Alex, these people, at the end of the day, they're in show business. I'm in show business. So, you know, these people read from scripts. I read from scripts, so it's not too far-fetched for me to grasp the nature and the style in which they communicate.
Speaking of reading off scripts, Obama won't give a speech unless he's reading off those teleprompters. And more often than not, it seems like he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. And I noticed in your letter, you're a little bit rough on him when it comes to some of his police state activities. Were you shocked as an Obama supporter to see him go back on so many of his promises?
Was I shocked? Yes. Was I disappointed? Absolutely. Was I surprised? Certainly not. This is the political age that we live in. But we have to break out of that mold. We have to reject this. We have to stop accepting the fact that's just what they do. They just lie to us. No, because look at the history of it. Ultimately, it just leads to bigger and more damaging lies down the road.
Well, Mr.
All right, folks, we're going to come back at the last 3 minutes of the interview with Charlie Sheen, the taped interview. He was on live with us in the first hour. We'll be back live Friday with bigger, more important developments.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.